那炽烈的是谁谁 Time heals everything.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, second hour of the American Awakening, coming at you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest, Wendy Callahan. And I'm going to open up the phone lines, 800-313-9443. And Wendy, we already have a caller. You want to take him?
Go ahead,
hello,
Wendy.
Okay.
Hello.
Let's go to Gene, Louisiana. Go ahead, you're on.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, yes.
Could you ask your guest which vaccine has MSG in it?
Monosodium glutamate?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
It's the chickenpox vaccine. Now, I can verify that for you. I do have it on my website, but I am almost positive it's the chickenpox.
Yeah, that's a strange one to have in there.
I know.
Why would they do that? Why would they put monosodium glutamate in there?
Increase your appetite.
You know what?
Increase
look at it. The whole place is, our whole United States is overweight. They put MSG in everything.
MSG is an excitotoxin.
This is going to show you how stupid I am. I thought they only put monosodium glutamate in certain kind of Chinese food.
No.
No, it's in soups. Can't name the brands, but your brand name soups is full
Campbell
of that.
Soup. It's in everything.
So they deliberately increase your appetite to make you overweight, so you're more lethargic, so you're less apt to defend yourself in case the crap hits the fan. Is that
exactly.
Is that the idea? Sort of
exactly.
Like the fluoride, right?
Right.
But it's got some residual effect on the brain.
Yes, it does. And it also destroys your eyes.
So I'm going to have to – I mean, do they put this on the back of the can of soup or whatever so you
yes.
can see it?
Yes,
they
it
do.
Says – it'll say monosodium glutamate. And also what they're doing now to kind of trick you is there's different names for things. One of them is atelized yeast extract. If you see that, that's actually MSG. Natural flavor is MSG. They just change the name, so you don't know what it is. They hide it.
Oh my! And now because of this conversation, Gene, I'm going to have to. Even though I don't like going to the grocery store anyway, now I have to spend even more time in that place.
Mike, anything
you,
that's pre-prepared is dangerous.
Anything in a box.
Anything in a box is dangerous.
If you don't make it, like Sean Connery said, if I can't identify it, I don't eat it. But if you don't know what's in it, don't eat it.
And then you go to the produce section, and they're spraying it with how many different pesticides? I mean, you know, the only answer really is to grow your own food, and then after they spray all these chemtrails, the soil is poisoned. So, you know, where do you go from here?
You know, honestly, I don't know. We can only do the best we can do, you know?
Mike, could I get her website again so I could check that
absolutely.
Vaccine, please?
Yeah, it's
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
VaccineTruth.org.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks for the call, Gene. Appreciate it. Okay, again, phone lines are open, folks. 800-313-9443. Call in with a question, comment, or story if you like. Okay, listen, you know, as I mentioned, I live in a little apartment community. And there's a guy that walks around this apartment complex that, have you ever, you know, when you were a kid, did you ever pretend to be a robot?
Mm-hmm.
And your hands are straight out, and you walk like a robot, and
right.
you walk straight ahead, and you're very rigid.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way this guy walks.
Uh-huh.
And I've crossed paths with him, a good 10 times. Matter of fact, I just saw him yesterday walking back from the gas station or whatever. And this guy, when you say hello or you wave at him or whatever, he looks straight ahead, and he will not even acknowledge you. It's almost like that he has been introduced to some kind of psychotropic drugs or vaccine or something, but there's something seriously wrong with this man. And it brings up another thing. I talked to you off the air. You know, I don't know, 2-3 years ago, I guess, I had heard about this stop smoking shot that they had introduced.
Mm-hmm.
And now I quit tobacco products with a product that I've used for years, but it takes 10 days to go through it. I just did it a few weeks ago, and it works real well. But I thought, well, wait a minute, you know, if I wanted to quit and I didn't want to go through that, let's just go down there and get this shot. If I just have to take a shot and it's over with, no big deal. So I went down to this place. It was a clinic. And... got a break coming up. I'll share the rest of that story when I get back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest Wendy Callahan. I'll tell you my experience.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening with my guest, Wendy Callahan. And phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. I'll finish this up real quick. So I go into this clinic, Wendy, that, you know, to get the shot to stop smoking. And I'm thinking, okay, well, you know, it's a quick deal, you know, one shot and boom, it's over with. They stuck this one of those clipboards in front of me with a four-page disclaimer. And I read through that disclaimer, and I was literally horrified with the warnings and the, not claiming any response or waiving any recourse for them in case something went wrong. And so I went up and I tried to ask one of the clinicians what this was all about, and she wouldn't tell me. She said, "You either sign it or you don't." Well, needless to say, I never took the shot. But according to what I was reading, you know, it does something to block the receptors or the nicotine receptors in your brain. But also, evidently, it must do something to block the endorphins in your brain so you don't, you know, you don't experience joy or, you know, any highs or lows emotionally. So I walked out of there. And so this guy's walking around like a robot. I'm thinking, well, maybe he took that shot. But anyway, we've got a couple callers on the line. Let's go to Stephen. Stephen, you're on with Michael. Stephen from Texas. You're on with Michael and Wendy. Go ahead.
Yes, hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Am I on?
Yes.
Yeah, you're on.
Okay, I'm having a hard time hearing you. Anyway, I just wanted to say it's good to hear this topic being discussed about, because it's actually very criminal what's going on to our children with the vaccines. But I was just wondering if everyone here, I'm in Austin, Texas, and if anyone's been kind of looking out for what's been going on. And we have a grocery store chain here called HEB,
I know. I've been there many times.
And if you've noticed in the new HEBs, the very high-tech one, I call them the New World Order HEBs with the yellow shirts.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you see these guys with yellow shirts standing near the doors. And then you all of a sudden notice they're starting to put in these ready clinics.
And they're
advertising giving your kids shots and all sorts of things. And I'm just wondering if anyone's noticing this stuff, you know, connecting the dots. You know?
You know, when did they start that, Stephen? Because I don't recall seeing a ready clinic when I was in age. Of course, I hate to go to the grocery store anyway, so I'm not paying a lot of attention.
I can just tell you, on the one on 1431 and 183, they have the HEB there. There's a ready clinic there. There's I think there's one either on the one near Palmer or Four Points on 620 or Anderson Mill, one of those places there. But, I mean, they're basically, when this country goes to a red alert and you want to be able to go get your food and water from the store and you got the guys with the yellow shirts, the security, standing there, and they most likely will be armed at this time. And they'll say, oh, you want your food and water? Well, step right on over here to the ready clinic and we'll get you all vaccinated up and you can go continue shopping. I wonder if anyone...
Boy, that's a horrific thought.
I'll tell you how we can stop that. Is they did that here in Burger King one day. They wanted to have a whole... They brought the health department to Burger King, and they were going to give kids shots at Burger King. So as soon as I... It was a three-day thing. So the first day went by, I didn't say anything because I didn't know about it. Second day, I called and I got the owner of the Burger King. And I got him on the phone and I said, listen, when my son got his vaccinations... He almost died on the table, okay? Now, you're going to give shots to kids at your Burger King. When the first kid dies, they will own your restaurant for you doing medical experiments in... If you could get a good lawyer, they will own your restaurant. That's insane to allow those people to come in there and do medical...
I think it goes hand in hand with the MSG and the food they're serving there.
Exactly.
I was going to say, you know, here you go. You're going to the grocery store, you know, you grab your boxes of MSG, and on the way out, you get shot up the nose with your flu vaccine. I mean, come on. Could it get any worse than that? But then you've got armed guards in yellow shirts standing there with guns saying, oh, you forgot. You've got four more of them to get. And by the way, if your daughter's between 9 and 12, she's got to go get her HPV vaccine as well. And that's only going to cost you $900.
Yeah, that's right.
Wake up. It's going to come to that. It really is.
What do you
call
it?
They stopped doing that at the Burger King. The next day, it was canceled.
Well, the guy realized it's a very big liability.
You know, he owned it. Now, when they did it at Publix, I called Publix and I said the same thing. And I said, look, I can't even get to the freezer section because you got people down the aisle waiting for a flu shot. I mean, come on, tell them to go to the doctor. And they, you know, they wouldn't listen at all. But the
I'm going to start paying closer attention. I'm going down to this grocery store and talk to the manager about that form I signed last night. But I'm also going to start paying attention, you know, as I go into a grocery store, which I hate to do anyway, but to see if they're starting to open these clinics. Well, listen, Stephen, thanks so much for the phone call. Great call, great input. Got other callers I got to get to, but thanks a lot, buddy. Have a good day, okay? Let's go to Carol in Pennsylvania first, and then Joanne from Hawaii will be on next. Carol, you're on
Hello.
With Michael and Wendy. Hi.
Hello. Walmart has their own clinics now, too, you know. But anyway, that is the main reason I called. That MSG.
You shop at Walmart, Carol?
No.
You shop at Walmart?
No. I read it, sweetheart.
Okay,
I did, but I don't do it anymore. I don't want to know their
junk.
All
right. That's a good girl. Go ahead.
But anyway, the MSG, they're even putting it in the ground to grow with the vegetables.
Oh, great.
But there are a few... things out there that will take it out of your body. It won't harm you when you eat it.
Really, what is it?
I don't remember, but I will find out. When I do, I'll call Michael back and let you know.
Okay.
Please do, Carol.
I'd love to put that on my website.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
because
there are a couple things that will definitely remove it from your body.
Okay. Well, that's
good.
And
you know the Gardasil,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
The Gardasil they wanted to give to the boys.
I know.
In case they have oral sex, it'll keep them from getting cancer of the mouth, so they say.
And that also doubles their bottom line right there.
Yeah. Okay, that's all I wanted to say. But when I find out, Michael, I will call back in and give it to you.
All right, very good. Thank you. I appreciate it. All right, let's go to Joanne in Hawaii. Joanne, you're on with Michael and Wendy. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, this is Joanne from Hawaii, and I was calling. I have a new grandson. He's 6 weeks old now, and we managed to get him out of the hospital without the hepatitis B shot.
Yay.
And we picked a pediatrician that my daughter had used 8 years ago who didn't require her to get the shots for the babies. And we took him in at for his month checkup, and when they asked about the hep B shot, we told him we weren't going to vaccinate him, and the doctor was pretty clear in that if we won't vaccinate him, he won't take us as a patient, and none of the other doctors will either. And we have until he's 2 months old to decide.
Oh, my God.
And we cannot pick just a couple. We have to go with the whole line of vaccinations or nothing.
Unbelievable. Well, they're a dime a dozen. I guess, well, you're in Hawaii, so you're kind of...
We're on the Big Island of Hawaii, and there is a shortage of doctors. For all
well,
types
tell you
of
the
doctors.
Truth, you need a pediatrician like you need a hole in the head. Get a good chiropractor or a homeopath or a naturopath. My kids haven't been to a pediatrician in 8 years. I mean, they're just... I don't believe in that kind of medicine anymore.
Well,
I mean, if they break their leg or something, that's a whole other story. You know, I would definitely have the leg set. But to just go at 2, 4, and 6 months so that this child can be poisoned, no.
And so we've decided, well, he won't have a pediatrician. He's a healthy little boy. And we do use acupunctures, but we're pretty healthy in the family. So none of us have a doctor either. But... I was surprised that I couldn't get a pediatrician. You know, my daughter-in-law couldn't find. She's
I know.
Living
you know,
with
more
us.
And more of them are saying that. And it's so funny because eventually, you know, more and more people are realizing that they're not going to have any customers, you know.
Well,
it's kind of a silly thing for them to do.
Were just surprised when he, and he was, there was no discussion about it. He pretty much
you know why? Because they can't debate it, because they don't know enough about it. They have to just do a whole, you know, they're brainwashed. If you try to call them on anything, they don't want to talk about it. I mean, my pediatrician, the last one that we went to, she said, I'm not going to debate you. I said, because you can't. And she had nothing to say, absolutely nothing. I took her back and I said, let's take a look at your MMR. I want to just make sure that it's, you know, avian leukosis free, you know, bird leukemia free since that vaccine is made in bird eggs. I said, let's just make sure it's free because, you know, they'll put it on the label if it is. She turned blood red. She goes, no, we don't need to look at that. You can sign this paper, and I'll never ask you about vaccines again. I said, okay, we'll do
well,
that.
Well, we've decided not to go back to them.
Yeah, there's no reason. There's no reason.
And then right after that, I think it was maybe the Sunday before, there was a little boy 3 years old living on the island, and I don't know the people, but... He has 80 seizures a day, the paper said, and they're trying to have a fundraiser to send him to California for medical care.
And how did he get seizures? How did that start?
And it said that they started at 18 months. And
well, let's see, what happens at 18 months?
And the specialist has no idea what causes this.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what happened to my son. It's just a mystery.
And
I read the long article,
and I read it all, and I'm thinking... Before I could find out at what age he started getting them, I'm thinking he had a vaccine reaction.
Of course, and it's in the package insert. 1 in 1,750 will seize from the DPT, which is what he got at 18 months. And if you bring that to their attention, they say, oh, no, it's something else.
What is the possibility if she says, well, we're not going to deal with you as a pediatrician, what is the possibility that the pediatrician notifies Child Protective Services over it, Wendy?
You know, you just have to hope to God that they don't have enough time to do that.
Okay, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate the input, Joanne.
Thank you.
And we'll be back after the break. Going to a break, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, Wendy Callahan. Be right back with more.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Back, Michael Herzog, the American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest Wendy Callahan. Okay, where were we, Wendy? What were
we
speaking of?
We were saying that, you know, it's not illegal to not have a pediatrician. It's not.
Well,
it's not illegal
but here's,
to not
vaccinate. Do you remember? Yeah, I know, but do you remember? I think I shared this story with you when my mother was in a nursing. See, they have the same kind of crap with the infants as they have with the geriatric patients, mm-hmm. And that is that the nursing home will, you know, send them to the doctor. The doctor will stick them on some kind of medication. My mother had Alzheimer's disease, and the doctor was putting her on this very expensive medication supposedly to make her a little more cognizant. And I said, why in the world would a doctor put somebody with Alzheimer's disease, why would they want to make them more cognizant of their surroundings when they're failing anyway? That's ridiculous.
Right.
I mean, that would be a nightmare to wake up and realize that you're in a nursing home and you can't get out. So I put up a big stink about that, and they were going to turn me over to some kind of a board. I don't remember what, the geriatric board or something, but it was the same thing. And they were threatening to take my trusteeship away from me because I was the trustor of my mother's estate. But by objecting to this medication that was costing hundreds of dollars a month, and it was doing her no good. And it's the same. It's possibly the same thing that could happen with these, you know, pre-adolescents or the babies or so forth. That the pediatrician could do that. I don't know for sure, but it sure wouldn't surprise me, Wendy.
Mm. Well, my grandmother was in a nursing home, and the second that we had to put her in there, I made it very clear that she could not have anything that we didn't approve of. And you know, at first they were, you know, kind of upset with me. But later on, because we visited her, we stayed there, and I said, look, She cannot have another flu shot. And the reason she was in there, the reason she had Alzheimer's, was from her flu shot. She was 89 years old, still driving, still doing crafts, and she gets a flu shot from some idiot that convinced her to go with them to get a flu shot. And she was gone in a week. She was gone. So at every point when I would take her, and anywhere I would take her, she was perfect until she had the flu shot. So I alerted the whole, you know, place about the situation with her, and they all knew her story. So you might want to say, if you do something like that, you know what? She had that drug when we were at home, and she had a horrible reaction. Do not give it to her. Because they can't tell you that she didn't have a horrible reaction. Do you know what I'm saying? You have to lie to them. I mean, you know, you would have had to because she hadn't had that medicine before.
Right.
I don't know.
Well,
you have to trick them.
Oh, I know. But, you know, and then it goes back to this Orwellian Hillary healthcare system where, you know, you're not even going to be able to lie to them if that gets instituted.
You're
not going to be able to go in and buy your $7 shirt at Walmart because they're going to have a healthcare place right there. You know, you're not going to get your food at the grocery store unless you get your vaccination up your nose. I mean, what is this country turning into, Wendy?
I know. Unless we start waking up people in mass, it's going to be a huge problem.
All right, let's go to Mike in New York. Mike, you're on with Michael and Wendy. Go ahead.
Hello, Michael. Thank you. Hi, Wendy. Great show as always, Michael.
Thank you.
You know, I just happened to catch some of this, and I wanted to chime in. You know, the system toner, Michael, that you have will take care of MSG and any other kind of toxin. And actually, the MSG causes a weight problem because it's really messing with the thyroid gland, and it becomes hypoactive, and that's why generally people will start putting on weight, not necessarily because their appetite's increasing, but the thyroid is malfunctioning. Now, also,
you're telling me that I can go out to the Chinese restaurant and load up on MSG, and this system toner that I've got from you will eliminate it from my body, right?
Yeah, Michael, my system toner will cleanse and restore every gland and every organ in the body. Also strengthens the bones, strengthens the nerves, purifies the blood, equalizes blood pressure, and cleanses all the blood vessels.
There you go, folks.
Now, also, Michael, when you mention your hearing problem, I'll be very curious to see if your hearing comes back, if it's not due to an injury or something like that, because I have a guy that uses system toner for other purposes, and he had poor hearing in one ear, and a few months ago he told me that the hearing is perfect because he had to get a checkup for work. The doctor came back and said, wow, your hearing's perfect. And so the system toner is very impressive.
Okay. So, and tell the listeners how much they can purchase that for.
Michael, the system toner is $20 for 100 capsules.
That's pretty cheap.
What's
you go to a vitamin store and try to buy 100 of anything, and it's about 50, 60 bucks anymore.
I'm sorry to cut you off, Michael, but there's I don't want to hog up your line, but there's nothing like it out there, and yes, it's plenty cheap because that's my job, to make it available to everybody to get this country healthy so that we can take this country back.
Okay, and I want to mention Michael from New York. Wendy is one of my sponsors, and he sent me a bunch of stuff here that I'm on right now. I'm trying it, and I'm about ready to put it up on my website as soon as I caught up with stuff, and it'll be available for sale. And it's very, very inexpensive in comparison with other stuff out there on the market, because you go into a vitamin store. Well, you know this one. You go to a vitamin store and try to buy anything anymore, it's 50, 60, 70 bucks for 100 capsules.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, well, listen, thanks for the call, Mike. I appreciate that, and I'll run right out and eat some Chinese food tonight. Okay.
Of course you want to stay away from all that garbage.
All right, yeah, I know. And I got to go over to the produce section, okay, and wipe off my vegetables and so forth because I got
to
lose
organic.
A little weight.
Yes, and ideally, no question about it, you want to grow whatever you can in anywhere you can.
Exactly.
Can I grow it in my bathroom at the apartment or what?
You'll have to get some pots and do whatever you can in big pots.
Okay, very good. All right, thanks for the call,
Michael.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. He's a great guy. A good listener of mine. All right, and also a sponsor. All right, we're going to go to a break. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I think I hear the music. Do I hear the music? Yes, I do. Wendy, we'll be back, and I'll let you talk a little bit when we come back. How's that? Be back in 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from sunny Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest, Wendy Callahan. And before I get back to my guest, I want to make a quick announcement. As some of you may know, some of you may not know, I now have the privilege of being sandwiched in between John Stadtmiller and John Stadtmiller. Okay? John's got a show after mine, but he also has a new show called Cash Flow that comes on an hour before my show, and it's about credit card debt. So, folks, if you have credit card debt, and I've looked into this, it allows you to eliminate your credit card debt totally. They have 3 different programs, from what I understand, that you can go on, but it's an amazing thing, and it'll allow you to ultimately get rid of your credit card debt. So if you haven't already, have a listen an hour before. That show has replaced Ed Lewis and Elaine Alice, who are now on 10 o'clock Eastern time. So with that, let's get back to Wendy. And Wendy, I have a question from my board operator here. Okay. When we were talking about what do we do about the food, and, you know, they're spraying chemtrails into the soil, so that's poisoning. And if you go into the produce store, they've got all these pesticides on there. And then you got MSG in just about every box in the grocery store. So tell me, what about kosher food?
Well, I've looked at the package inserts for kosher, and I certainly haven't seen anything, you know, safer. They still have MSG. They still have canola oil. I haven't seen anything that's the least bit safe about kosher food. Now, when I used to work for the airlines, we used to have kosher meals on the planes. And I always wondered, well, what makes the meal kosher? They used to actually have a tape of a priest that they would run while they were making the meals, and that called it kosher.
It's You're kidding
me. It's a priest praying over the food. That was the extent of kosher. I was shocked. I mean, I thought there was some sort of, you know, real thing.
Well, yeah.
Like it was more pure. No. It's a priest praying over it. That's what they did at the Inn of the Israelites.
You're not kidding me here. This is for real.
No. I'm not kidding you. But go take a look, like a kosher hot dog, you know, because my husband, it's his favorite food, and I won't allow him to bring it in the house. So he goes, well, what about this one? It's kosher. We look at it, it still has MSG in it. It doesn't mean anything in terms of is the food better.
Okay, well, Joanne, the caller from Hawaii that called in, she said that she remembered there was a couple of things. And here I have it sitting right on my table here from one of my sponsors of this stuff that I'm about ready to put up on the website. As soon as I get to it, I've been so backed up with a bunch of stuff here. But I've got a product called System Toner. And evidently it's supposed to do – I haven't even read what all it does, but Michael is telling me that it takes MSG out of your system. And I tell you, I've been taking it for a couple of days, and I am feeling a little bit better, so I don't know.
What's it made out of? Does it have the ingredients in it?
I don't think the ingredients are on there. I mean, it's herbal. It's capsules, you know. And truthfully, I'm big into that. The stop smoking thing that I used was an herbal product that I, with the help of an herbologist, I designed several years ago. And it works very well. So, you know, I'm an advocate of herbs, which, you know, brings me to this Codex Alimentarius thing of they're trying to prevent us, the quote,
access
citizens.
To herbs, yes, I know.
Yeah, they're trying to prevent us access to anything that will help us and then round us up and shoot us full of their cancer vaccines and so forth. I mean,
exactly.
You know, if you've read Agenda 21, you can see that this stuff is for real. This isn't, you know, this isn't a joke. These people aren't nice people. They really do intend to carry out Agenda 21. They do want to get rid of us. And they're, you know, it's just more overt than it has been in the past. You know, the curtain is coming down, if you will. I mean, you know, and I had mentioned at the beginning of the show, Wendy, but talking about the economy. I mean, they basically shot a nuclear missile into the economy by dropping the interest rates a half a point the other day. The gold has gone up exponentially just in the last couple of weeks, and the dollar has dropped by last time I looked, it was 0.73 basis points in one day. That's ridiculous. So they're bringing it down by design. But anyway, we're getting off topic here. Getting back to these vaccines. Now, let's see. What else was I going to ask you here? We covered the thimerosal, the aluminum, the preservatives, and the fact that they're all – now, Merck is being sued right now, or they were being sued, right? One of these big pharmaceutical companies?
Yeah, they're always being sued.
Okay, but there was legislation that was implemented by the Bush administration to prevent these pharmaceutical companies from being sued. So has this lawsuit been pending? I'm sorry?
Here's the thing. You can't sue them for a vaccine injury. It's not allowed. So you have to sue them. Like, some people are trying right now to sue them for mercury poisoning because it's a part of the vaccine, not the vaccine itself, it's a part of it. So that's the angle that they're trying to get right now. You see what I'm saying? But
yeah.
But if you just have a vaccine injury, you cannot sue the manufacturer.
Well, now, is there any truth to the rumor that part of the reason why they developed and they've been pushing this HPV vaccine, Gardasil, is to offset their legal costs? Now, I've heard that. I don't know how true
it is. Yeah, it's help pay for Vioxx is what it stands for. It's a very expensive vaccination. It's like $360 for a shot. Now, you need to have three of these shots because the first one doesn't work. Well, surely the second one will work. Well, no, that doesn't work. So the third one will definitely work.
So this is, these three rounds of shots, which will, you know, total over $900. Call it $1,000.
Yeah.
That the mother of the 9 to 12 year old, adolescent girl is paying for out of their pocket. It's not covered under insurance.
No, it's covered under insurance now, and the health department has it too. If you can't pay for it, they'll give it to you.
Oh, it is covered under insurance.
Many states, not every single one, but it's covered. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So $1,000 for this shot, or for a round of three shots.
Right. And don't think Merck's not getting paid. The government's paying them.
The government's paying them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so and then they blast this over the media airwaves and they glamorize it to a point where, you know, the average 9 to 12 year old, you know, adolescent naive girl thinks it's a good idea. Just
right.
Like my 9-year old stepson comes home and thinks fingerprinting is a good idea.
Exactly.
Because they've it's beyond belief what these people are doing. I almost literally got into a fight with a 9-year-old kid, and the thing is that you cannot – how do you logically explain to a 9-year-old what they're doing to him?
No, and every day
you
he's being brainwashed. Every day he goes to school, he's being brainwashed. Take your kids out. Homeschool them. You know, let them understand what's really going on. It's so, my kids are 8 and 9. If you ask them, you know – did 18 Arabs with box cutters take the Pentagon, you know, down? And they'll both – no. No. They know because I've taught them that. They're not going to be lied to at school. They're just not.
Well, I understand that there are certain schools that are teaching that as a course in critical thinking now on 9/11, whether it was, whether their thoughts are that it's an inside job or not.
And how embarrassing when there's no picture of a plane that hits the Pentagon. I mean, what are the people going to conclude? I mean, anyone with half a brain, if there's no plane and there's no picture of it, it didn't happen.
Well, there are videos, but they're just not showing them to you.
Well, exactly.
You know, it could be, and in all honesty, it could be a honeypot, Wendy, because the government there's I don't know, 79, 80 videos. I mean, because that place was the most heavily guarded, heavily videoed building on the planet.
Right.
And they will not release any of the videos.
Yeah,
so
and
they always bring up that specific. They always want to lead the argument or the debate into the Pentagon. They do not want to focus on anything that they cannot explain. Okay. In other words, Building 7. They don't want to talk about Building 7.
Well, of course not.
Okay. There's some strong evidence about the crash of Flight 93 that it was shot down by a missile. Even Donald Rumsfeld had admitted, or he slipped and talked about the missile.
Exactly.
There's just certain things that they want to lead you into talking about, and certain things that they won't talk about or they don't want to talk about. And so, and the Pentagon is one of those things they want to talk about. So it would not surprise me if at some point in time they produced a video, whether it was altered or not, I don't know, of a plane going into the Pentagon. Now, we all know that the hole is too small, okay?
Yeah.
The wings mysteriously vanished. There wasn't any evidence, of a plane crash.
Right.
So, you know, but it's the same thing with Flight 93 over Pennsylvania. You know, but again, you know, that happened 6 years ago, and yes, it is a catalyst, and yes, it is the event such as the new Pearl Harbor, like they say in their PNAC documents, that has been the catalyst for getting us into what we're into now.
Right.
But at this particular juncture, you know, to pick it apart and to get off and start arguing different tidbits, the bottom line is it was an inside job. They knew about it. They orchestrated it. They pulled it off, and they did it for their agenda.
Right.
Okay? And it's time to bring them to justice. You know, impeach them. And here we're getting off topic on the vaccines. Maybe we should vaccinate them. Maybe we should stick some vaccines up their nose. I don't know. What do you think?
Yes. I think they should have mandatory vaccines.
Well, I think we should line them all up at Walmart. Trick them, if you will. They do that to us all the time, you know.
Really?
We trick them into going to Walmart with some kind of a special, don't you see? You know, to tell them that there's a specific perversion toy. They'll probably get them over there. I don't know. You know, you get them all over there, and then you've got the clinic that Stephen was talking about. You got the clinic already set up with this vaccine that we stick up their nose, okay?
Yeah.
And some kind of a truth vaccine. You know, I don't know. You know, something
tell them
along those lines.
Skull and crossbones party.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's go to Bill in Idaho. Bill, you're on with Michael and Wendy. Go ahead. Hello, Bill.
If it wasn't so sad, it'd be. It would be funny. If
I'm trying to make light of it, Bill. You know, I mean, it is. It's terrible. It's tragic. But, you know, what can you do?
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm trying to keep this as light as I can.
If we wouldn't be crying, we'd be crying. But if your guest hasn't had an opportunity, I was curious if she had gotten a chance to get over to Dave Emery's archives. she can take a look at the FDA and the medical community's history in regard to the Nazi regime and Operation Paperclip. But I was going to mention to the audience that it's very, very important for you to be on the phones constantly to these criminals. Kennedy and these Nazis are pushing this universal health coverage. It's kids. It's not that we want to deny any health benefits to children, but within that legislation is the funding to have the vaccinations given from age 1 day on up to 18. And it's going on right now in Congress. So I just thought I'd mention that.
Appreciate that. Appreciate the call. I mean, again, you know, how Orwellian, you know, can we go any lower? Can we get any more tightly controlled? You know, I mean, I see it all the time. I just like what I mentioned last night, going in there and having to sign a form to buy a six-pack of beer. I mean, give me a break. And whose idea is this? And what's going on? You know, this the Hillary health care bill. Yes, Bill. You know, it's not rocket science to see that if you are forced to carry health insurance, you're also going to be forced to do certain things in order to keep your health insurance. And I'm sure that vaccination is one. We want to make sure they keep us all healthy, right? Yeah.
What's
you can't
answer?
Get a job. You're not going to be able to work without it.
Michael, I'm like the eternal optimist. If enough people figure out what's going on, don't you think they can stop it if enough people refuse?
Well, sure, but again, we go back to the education, and it's not, you know, here I am on the airwaves, and I have you come on as a guest on my show. Here, Bill, he's awake. Okay, but we've got, you know, how many thousand listeners out there? I don't even know. But if everybody would just wake one person up, and it would multiply exponentially. They cannot do this to us unless we let them.
Exactly.
And if we believe their lies, then they think that, you know, they're under the guise of they're here to help us. And most of the American people think that the government is good. The government's there to help you. And it's not true. And the only way that we're going to stop this is to wake the dumbed down, mind-numbed American people up, have them throw their TV out, and get real.
Yeah.
And also, all these listeners out there, they know all this stuff, and they can impress their friends at a cocktail party, but until you get off of your seat and you get out there and start educating people, you might as well have a new Cadillac sitting in the garage that you never start up and drive.
Right.
It's not just me, and it's not just Bill, and it's not just Wendy. It's all of us together. All right, well, Bill, thanks for the call. I appreciate it, okay? Hello? Okay, all right, let's go to Don in Ohio. Don, you're on with Winnie and Michael. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just wondering if there's anything that's in TB shots.
Yes. Yes. Don't do that.
I've already done it. I'm an orderly, so I had to take it for that. And I noticed that directly after that, I was walking in a store, and I just started getting faint. And
it's carbolic acid.
I
have it on my website. Go look
carbolic
at the TV
acid.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so get rid of that.
Do you find your toes melting? Just kidding, but I'm trying to make light of this. Carbolic acid, what does that do, Wendy?
You know what? I don't know, because I can't even bring myself to read it. I put a TB page up on my page, because they're giving this to kids in Hawaii. They're not letting them get into school unless they have this TB test. So I have a whole page on my website all about it. And I just put it up there. I took the information. I put it up there. That's the only little tidbit I know. Not to put it inside your body. That's one of the ingredients in it.
What is the website again?
Go ahead.
That's one of the ingredients inside it. But there's ways to get around it. Even if you're an orderly, there's exemptions that you have to do, that you have to sign and get. If you would have known before you did it.
Yeah. What is your website?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. What did you say? What was the question?
What was your website?
Oh, the website is vaccinetruth.org.
Okay.
And it's in
right
a
now.
Little squiggly Thanks. Line. It'll say TB page or TB. Something to do with TB, and I'll tell you who else has a lot of information on that is Ingrid Castle. She has it on her vaccination liberation. She has I have vaccinetruth.org, we have .net, and .com. And if you go to vaclib.org, she's got a ton of information on TB on her site as well.
Okay.
What kind of side effects are you getting from it, Don?
Well, I noticed, my memory hasn't been as great as it used to be, and a little bit more melancholy, and I tended to drink more. I quit drinking for a while just to prove to that I could, but I did start drinking a lot more.
Hmm. Interesting. Okay, anything else? We're about ready to go to a break again.
Have a good day.
All right, thanks for the call, Don. I'm going to hear the music. Can you say that? There it comes. Okay. Okay, Wendy, we'll be back with a final segment in 3 minutes. Michael Herzog with my guest, Wendy Callahan, talking about vaccines and other issues. So stick with us for the final segment. Be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Herzog, the American Awakening, with my guest Wendy Callahan. Final segment coming up here. And I just Googled carbolic acid, Wendy. It's a synonym of phenol.
Phenol, yeah.
And phenol is a poisonous corrosive compound obtained by the distillation of coal tar that, in dilute solution, is an antimicrobial agent. Doesn't sound good, does it?
No. The name
of my
page.
Putting this in the vaccine. What's that?
Yeah, I just found the page. It's TB testing. If he'll look at that. Wait till he reads this. I've forgotten how much stuff I'd put on this. It's fantastic. And they're requiring this for people who work in hospitals. Now, these people in hospitals need to wake up that work there. Now, in Seattle, there was a bunch of nurses that got together because they were going to force them all to get the flu shot. So they said they were going to walk out if that happened. And they lost. You know, they won. The hospital lost. Now, if he would just get together with the people in the hospital and just say, you know, we're not going to have carbolic acid under our skin any longer, it would have to change. But enough people have to know. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Okay, well, I'll tell you what. We only got a couple minutes left. Anything else you want to add for the listening audience before we part company, girl?
Oh, God, there's so much.
All right, go to the website.
Go to the website, because there is yeah. so much there. Every day
yeah,
go I add
read some stuff.
To it.
Give out your website, Wendy.
It's vaccinetruth.org, and for the man that called, go to TB testing. You'll get a kick out of that.
Okay, vaccinetruth.org. Well, listen, I want to thank you so much for coming on today. It's been a lot of fun.
Okay? Oh, always a pleasure.
And I'll have you up again, Wendy. Thank
Alrighty,
you so much. Thanks. Have a good day.
All right.
There goes Wendy Callahan, vaccinetruth.org, folks. Interesting information. Of course, we got sidetripped on some other stuff, but that's okay. I mean, you know, we live in amazing times, and it's pretty scary. I'll tell you what, you know, on the subject of this Hillary health care bill, and then Stephen from Austin calling in and talking about health clinics at the HEB stores, HEB, as John Statmiller called them, HEB. They have the clinic right there. How convenient to have the guard, which ultimately, you know, yes, he will be armed. You walk into the store, it's almost like walking into a mouse trap or a spider web. You walk in this, you know, and it's not going to be something that just comes on, you know, at some particular point in time. One day you'll wake up, you'll be out of groceries, you'll go to the grocery store, and there'll be a bunch of guys in yellow shirts with guns on, and there'll be a clinic. They'll be escorting you in there to get a vaccine up your nose before you can buy your box full of MSG. What has this country become? I'm telling you right now. Folks, you got to wake up. You got to go out and wake your neighbors up to this. And it's, you know, I'm sitting here. I don't even believe this. I sit here and I listen to it. And, yes, there's documented evidence to prove it. And I still have a hard time swallowing it because it's so Orwellian. So when you it's no wonder that some of these people that are dumbed down mind-numb Americans look at us and tell us that we've got tinfoil hats on our head. You know? I mean, gosh, what do we got to do? You got to get up out of your seat and you got to get out and wake people up. You got to buy some videos. You got to pass them out. You got to educate people. Burn copies of them, folks. You know, Bush killed JFK. Go in and watch some of the videos that are on my website, www.theamericanawakening.org. You know, ask your friends for their opinion of the videos, okay? Tell them to go in and have a look. We've got to start somewhere. We've got to do something. Just sitting here listening to the radio or listening to the internet isn't enough. You've got to take this education that you're getting from these talk shows, and you've got to do something with it. Speaking of talk shows, that's the end of another talk show day for the American Awakening, and I want you to stay tuned for John Statmiller's National Intel Report coming up right after me. Just remember, I'm sandwiched. I am the mayonnaise sandwiched in between John Statmiller and John Statmiller. See you tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday, open lines. I'm going to talk a little bit about Leo Wanta, get your input on it. See you then. With